Now let me tell you just a little bit about the feeling that sex will bring to you in the next few years. Boys, particularly, will be very interested in the bodies of girls during this time. The way they're built, their curves and their softness and their pretty hair and their eyes and even their feminine feet will have a great deal of appeal to boys during this time. If you're a boy, it's very likely that you will think often about these fascinating creatures called girls whom you used to hate so much. Girls, on the other hand, will not be quite as excited over the shape and the look of a boy's body as such, but they will be more fascinated by the boy himself, the way he talks, the way he walks, the way he thinks. If you're a girl, you will probably get a crush on one boy after another. A crush is where you begin to think that one particular person is absolutely fantastic. And you kind of fantasize or think in your mind about the possibility of being married to that person. And all these things run through your head a good part of the day. Okay, now let's talk very plainly about the subject of sexual intercourse at this time. But I'd like you to remember what I told you at the start of this tape. I'm going to be treating you like grown-ups in the next few moments. And I'd like you to take it like an adult. This may be the most grown-up conversation you've ever had in your life, and I hope you won't get embarrassed and snicker and giggle, because that's the way little kids act. Besides that, you probably already know a lot about this topic anyway, even though the terms that you've heard from other kids and people in the street will be different, because they use slang words, and of course there are proper words for the same things. But sexual intercourse is the name that's given to the act that takes place when a man and a woman remove all of their clothing. It's usually done in bed. And the man's penis, or his sex organ, becomes very hard and straight, and he puts it into the vagina of a woman. You see, he actually lays between her legs, and then they move around in and out until they both have a kind of a tingly feeling, which lasts for a minute or two. It's a very satisfying experience, and husbands and wives do this regularly. They don't do it just to have babies, although that's the way babies are started when the conditions are right. But they do it because they enjoy doing it, and in this way they satisfy each other. Now, they may have this kind of sexual intercourse two or three times a week, or maybe only once a month. Each couple is very different. But this is a fun part of marriage and something that makes a husband and a wife very special to each other. This is something that they save just for each other and that they participate in with no one else. Now, this feeling of sex is something that God created within you. I really want to make this point strongly felt by you. It is not dirty, and it's not evil. Nothing that God ever created can be dirty. It's a wonderful thing that He built into us. It was His idea, not our idea. This is not the creation of man. God put this part of our nature into us. He created those chemicals that I was talking about that makes the opposite sex appeal to us.